be fucking competent.
That yeah, woman can get it done.
Words, that's two words. Yeah. Just it's hyphenated. Yeah. But
fantastic, and it was total spooky fun.
It was so fun, mm-hmm.
And my favorite part was the giant hairy spider on the Bible.
Me too. I at one point was kind of tipsy, kind of, and I had him on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm. No, I remember that. I do remember that.
That was a lot.
Lisa was petting it.
I know
on her shoulder, and then passing it around,
and then she suddenly got horrified.
We were all getting pretty plastered, but there's a few things I like more than getting dressed up and getting my dignified ass day drunk with a bunch of other awesome dignified ladies.
No, I enjoyed it very much. More things like that in the future.
Yeah.
I like it.
And we need to keep our spirits up, so. But not today, because today was a post-punk day.
Doom and gloom in post-punk.
And I'll go ahead and talk a little bit about the music that we played.
Yeah, tell us what we heard.
Hold on a sec. Let me see if I can get this up. Mostly because I didn't... I we need to talk to make it through the show. Because otherwise I'm going to run out of music. All right. Well, this all started with Nina Hagen. So I'd listened to this song, months and months ago. And I was like, damn, that's a good song. And it's the... I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right. Born in Sizax?
Sizax? No idea.
Xixax.
She was born in East Germany,
mm-hmm.
and escaped East Germany and started making music.
She's such a bad bitch.
I saw her in concert when I was in high school.
She's still putting shit out, which is fucking amazing. So I believe I saw that today. Okay, well, it all kind of started with her. I was listening to the song. I'm like, oh, this is great. And then went and basically built a whole playlist around it. We followed that up with Romantic Me from Polyrock. Another great one. And this is another song that today I was like, you know what? This song rocks. This is going to be my fave of the day. But it's not, because it's going to be the last song we listen to. That was my fave of the day. I've been listening to that thing all fucking day on loop. Joey's upset.
It's like, if I hear that
one more fucking time, and I'm like, what's that? What's going to happen? Because play. But this is the other one that I was like, oh my god, this is such a great song. We played Hand on Heart from Red Laura Yellow Lori.
Oh yeah, I love Red Laura
Yellow Lori. Great fucking song as well. Pylon with Stop It, Suicide with Dominic Christ, Kleenex with D. Masterson. Okay. And Tones on Tail, which of course got really famous off of that car commercial. So I was a little like, should I play it? Yeah.
Did it?
Yeah, wasn't it a car commercial?
Nah, it was famous before that. But
well,
it got
for sure,
it got famous again. It got famous
the second time, the second wave
years later.
Second wave fame.
I remember it from dancing to it.
Of course you do.
Oh my goodness, this is good. Have you ladies tried this?
I'm still working on my first glass.
Oh, you're
still
working on your, then
I'll get there.
Oh, you're good. we're drinking water over here. Mm-hmm. After that...
Keeping hydrated.
A song called Glue Your Eyelids Together from a band, Adult. That's only 20...
adult activity.
That's only 20 years old. But it fit very nicely, and I was like, fuck yes, let's do it. The Fall with Middle Mass, Public Image with Flowers of Romance, Second Layer with Quartz or Wars, Joseph K. with Heads Watch, APB with Talk to Me, Urban Verbs with The Only One of You, Colin Newman with Ampersand Jury, however you want to go forward with that, that's up to you, really. And then the one song that I was playing nonstop today, which is the Monochrome set with Tomorrow Will Be Too Long.
The Monochrome set is for real. They're good.
I liked it a lot. All right.
Yeah, I was digging that set. That was fun.
Thanks.
I mean, perfect for the spooky afternoon evening.
Yeah, let's descend.
All we need is a fireplace.
Oh, we need a fireplace. We need to start a fire.
Let's get a trash can in here. Gather enough kindling from the sidewalk.
This futon looks very flammable.
Yeah,
the frame certainly.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, that's all that we've had so far. We do have another half of the show to continue with. But I know, Aylin, that you have some shows that you want to talk about.
Well, I've got a couple shows I want to talk about. First of all, one of my favorites, Red Cross, are going to be playing a lovely intimate show at the chapel.
Ooh.
In the Mission on Sunday, November 24th. It should be a kick in the pants good time. They're a fun band to see live. And then the other show that I'm... There's a lot happening, but the other show I'm excited about is Dengue Fever is doing two nights at the Chapel.
Let's go to that. Can we buy tickets right now?
Yes, you can. I'm going on the 30th, but I've already found someone to take the other ticket. I'm sorry.
That's all right. It's all right.
So you guys got to get your own.
Let's get some tickets.
I apologize. My friend Shannon was like, oh my God, I want to go to that show. And so she's going to come down from Olima.
Oh, wow. That's good for her.
Yeah, that band is always... They're just a dream. I don't know how else to describe it.
Well, and I've told Maldoror, you know, I told Maldoror is buying two tickets, and every time I mention them, he's like, you know, they played for free in Union Square.
Oh.
When?
You know, why would you tell me that?
Yeah,
why would you just say that
ago?
To me?
No, what are you talking about?
In the last year when I was out of town, they did one of the Union Square concerts. But,
oh, my God.
But it was like the day of something I had to be at, you know? Like,
so he's just rubbing it in.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, I mean...
He's like, I'm not going to pay for this. I've already seen it.
I feel like there's somebody who's paid... to schedule awesome shit when we're out of town. I feel that that's
they
exact.
They look at
they're
our
like,
calendar.
Oh, Holly's out of town, and so is Lipo and Island. You know what? Free show at the park.
Yeah. The OCs are going to headline Union Square.
John Waters is giving away free hugs.
What? No!
I want a hug from John Waters. Every time. And also, it's like, oh, what a beautiful day in San Francisco when I'm not there.
Yeah.
I'm trying to go on vacation during the months of February, March, April. Let's throw May in there, too.
Although, I'm such a vampire, on beautiful days, I just hibernate inside.
That's true.
This is more my daytime activity weather. Like, I'm not afraid to come
out. This is definitely Lipo vampire weather.
Yes. That is nice. I have to be appreciative of that. Let's put on something dark and bring out the Pale Foundation.
One other show thing.
I have one, too, but it's farther out. But
yeah, well, this is super far out, dude.
That sounded threatening, like we're going to throw hands. But I won't. I'll just watch you throw hands on me. I wouldn't touch you like that.
Jack White is coming back to the Bay Area next May.
Oh.
If you go to his website, you can sign up to the mailing list and get pre-ticket sales that happen Monday morning at 10 a.m.
I heard the tickets were crazy expensive for that.
No, only in resale. They're fine. It's just that they sell out. Like, he played the Great American Music Hall, and I think it sold out in less than 2 minutes.
Yeah. Do you know where this time?
The Regency.
Oh.
Yeah, so two nights. Regency on the Friday, and then the Fox on Saturday.
When do they... I'm sorry, I
10 a.m.
already forgot.
Monday morning.
Okay.
So today is Sunday, so that's tomorrow at 10 a.m.
Thank you.
But you have to go to the Jack...
Doing some math.
Jack White website and sign up for the notification for that show.
Okay. That's exciting.
Yeah.
And the I've always liked the Regency. I love the building overall.
It's a great building, yeah.
Especially the upper floors.
I've never been to the upper floors. I've only been there for the tea party.
The upper floors.
The Edwardian tea party.
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes. I at one of my old companies, this was before the pandemic, I guess right after, kind of after the recession. Anyway, but they had a lot of money to spend on their holiday parties, so I was on the holiday party planning committee. And we did a party at the Regency with the whole upper floor.
It's so
beautiful. Like, there are multiple rooms, and the main room looks like a Gothic church. Ooh. It even has an organ.
Wow.
And you could have, like, for the party, you can hire this old couple to play the organ.
Oh,
and my dumb square coworkers were like,
no.
I don't know, that might be weird. And I'm like, I hate
fuck you.
All.
I hate you so much.
So
how
we didn't
often
have
do you
that.
Get the weird old couple to play
I know.
Organ?
God damn it. I wish I had weird old couple to play organ for me.
So we didn't have that, but it was an old Masonic temple. So there's that room was their performance theater.
Wow.
Yeah.
So there's a proper stage and all the, what's it called? Backdrops and like...
Oh, okay.
The Edwardian Ball has been using their exotic backdrops for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, so that's why their backdrops... For, you know, when they have the cutouts on the stage,
right?
That's all because that's from the Masonics.
Like
when they used to do
plays and performances. They're all like over 100 years old.
Wow.
And they're three-dimensional, like multi-layered. And when you have a party there, you get three throughout the night. So like they'll close the curtains, wow, change the backdrops, and open the curtains again. It was fantastic.
Hey, what room did I see when we went to the tea party for the Edwardian Ball?
I'm not sure, because, you know, I feel like we were in a room with a stage, but it wasn't on the ground floor. It was upstairs.
Yeah, it was...
It didn't look like a church, because this has like stained glass windows and a stage.
I feel like this was a different room with the stage.
Okay, possible.
Because there's the basement, the downstairs area where they do concerts, and then there's a middle area where they have this. Like we were on the second floor. The third floor is where the Edwardian Ball happens.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't. I don't remember stained glass.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Do you? I don't remember stained glass.
But yeah, I don't remember stained glass either. We'll find out in February.
I think the tea party, when I looked it up for this year, it said the third floor.
Okay.
So hopefully it's that same.
Oh, cool. But yeah, I've never been to the Edwardian Ball either, but the tea party was a really nice treat. And I'm really looking forward to going this coming year as well.
I've only been to the Edwardian Ball. I went to the Edwardian Ball when it was held at the Great American Music Hall.
Oh, okay.
That's a good venue.
Yeah.
Me. Yeah. And the band that always played Rose and Kevin camped with us at Burning Man. And that's how we met them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they started the Edwardian Ball. And so I managed to go to one. And then years later, I worked at a tarot card reading place and was a hostess at the tarot card reading. But I've never paid a ticket except for the time I went at the Great American Music
Hall.
I've never bought a ticket. I'm always way behind on that. In January, I'm totally broke, you know.
Morticia goes every year, and she loves it. And
is that a Megan thing? No.
She's actually, she mentioned that she's going to be helping Tiffy because she's one of the vendors this year.
Cool.
Although I think she might be a regular vendor. I don't want to...
I think this might be her first year at Edwardian
Ball. Oh, okay. So I know that Megan's going to be assisting her there. So I'm excited to see her booth. We can go shopping there.
Yeah.
I'm going to start saving a little bit of money so I can buy something. Leather or satin or...
Combination thereof.
Oh, remember those... Let's just get into shopping talk. There was that lady that made those really gorgeous... old-timey like boudoir coats that were like satin with like the not boa but like fur lining.
They also were like painted silk, like
gorgeous. And they wrap around your body when you put them on, so it's I can't remember what era that was, and they're just gorgeous. And I was like, how much is this? And she's like, that one's $700. And I'm like, ouch.
Yeah,
it was gorgeous though. I looked like an old-timey movie star.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's save some money and get me that coat.
Okay. Fundraiser.
Fundraiser, everyone.
Coat purchase.
Sure, we're trying to get money for the station, but let's put a pin in that.
Yeah. Instead, Venmo.
I'll start the most boring OnlyFans with just me wearing the coat and old-timey shoes, not showing any skin.
I feel like there's a market for that.
Right?
Maybe there's
modesty.
A market for anything.
Maybe smiling and then pouting.
Yeah.
I know how to do that. I can do that. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to the Edwardian Ball tea party. And I think one of these days I need to like get it together and get a costume and go to the actual
ball. I say that every year and I don't. And, you know,
it seems like a lot of work.
Well, I had the opportunity, because I'm on the mailing list, I had the opportunity to buy tickets to the Edwardian Ball, but I'd rather go to the tea.
The tea was so freaking fabulous. Like, I loved it so much.
I've been to so many things.
I'm such a busy woman.
And also, I love live music, but I don't like crowds. And I put up with
the same way
to see music. But if there isn't a band, I get stir crazy and want to get out of there.
Gotcha. I mean, I think I've never been, but my impression is there's entertainment.
There is.
Right? But I agree. It's a little different.
Well, I mean, at the tea party, I think a lot of the entertainment...
There's entertainment, too.
Yes, and I believe the same entertainers are they do like a smaller scale performance for the tea party, but I believe they're the same ones that perform at the, at night with like more bells and whistles.
Yeah, and also Rose and Coven used to end the party every year, but I believe the husband and wife that started this thing divorced, and they were also in the band together. So I don't know if Rose and Coven is still the band that closes it out. But they usually have bigger performances and aerialists and what have you.
For this holiday party, we hired an aerialist.
Ooh, nice. So sexy.
Very exciting.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. Cool.
Well, I know that we haven't really been talking a lot about current events.
Nope.
And maybe we won't at all. Maybe we'll just focus on the arts for the next few years.
But something I've just thought about, like, I don't know what's going to happen, but I like a lot of bands that are from different countries, and I don't know if they're going to get visas to tour.
Ouch.
So there's that.
I'm just focusing on paying off debt and staying limber and limbo. Staying nimble. That's what I meant to say, not limber. Yeah. I lost that a long time ago.
paying off debt is what's up.
Yeah.
Paying off debt, seeing the ocean as much as possible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Updating that passport.
Yeah.
What else? Yeah. Those are the main ones I'm focusing on.
Getting through the day in the best way possible.
I'm getting whatever back into reading.
Take your money out of the stock market.
No.
That's the one thing that's going to be okay.
No.
The rich people will get richer.
For now, it's booming, so I'm going to... I want to make mine a little bit. I'm not going to become a millionaire.
None of us are.
Yeah. But
no, we're the wrong people. We don't get to become millionaires. That's
I've made a few stock choices that have paid off in the last couple of years, which is nice. But again, we're not talking like I can't retire tomorrow.
No.
Sadly.
Yeah.
I can never retire.
Someday. All right. Well, let's...
Oh, wait. I had one more music plug. Show
perfect.
Coming
let's
up.
Do it.
February... I forget what day, but sometime in February, it's a ways off. At August Hall, the legendary Simon Day is playing.
Oh,
so they're a band
that's
from the 70s. Fucking fantastic. We have tickets, and you guys should get some, too.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is in February?
I'll look it up, but it's like a midweek type of thing, like a Wednesday or Thursday.
All right. I'll take the whole day off.
August Hall is another beautiful...
I've never been there. I've never been to the Independent either.
Really?
But I will in January, because I got tickets to go see Frank Black. So I haven't been to the Independent. I haven't been to the Regency for the upper levels, and I haven't been to the August Hall yet.
I haven't been to the Independent since before the pandemic.
Oh, where are
but
you?
We used to go quite a lot.
Simon, what's his name?
Simon Day.
Simon.
C-Y-M-A-N-D-E.
And not that I wanted to bring down the mood, but I just wanted to say that I think we'd be best served to focus on some arts.
Yes.
Always. Yeah, that'll be
And ballet season is just around the fucking corner.
Motherfucking ballet.
Can't wait.
And they're bringing back one of my favorite pieces. That the music is White Stripes arranged for the orchestra.
What?
Yeah. And when Gatsby saw this, they first did it. It's by an English choreographer, so lives in England.
Wow.
SF Ballet did it. 12, 13 years ago, maybe, when Gatsby saw it, I think that's when he fell in love with San Francisco Ballet. He was like, I've never heard an orchestra that loud before. That was fucking fantastic. And the choreography, oh my God, I'm so excited.
I'd be down to go
to
the
symphony
again. And
they're bringing back Frankenstein.
What? Oh, I think Joe's going to be very excited about that.
Yeah, I would be happy to see it. I love all the ballet. The symphony is having some troubles.
Are they?
Oh, no.
They're losing their current...
That's right. Conductor.
And he left because he was unhappy that they were unwilling to support his artistic vision, and they've had some visiting orchestras cancel because they're getting more pedestrian in their... Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I mean, they've been leaning more on the movie... thing.
I have noticed that there's a lot of Charlie Brown shit going on.
It's just, and you know, I like my Beethoven. You know,
me too. I do like the certain movies with an orchestra live are just like fucking mind blowing. But like when we saw 2001: A Space Odyssey there, I was just
that must
like,
have been amazing. Yeah,
goosebumps the entire time. But not every movie needs an orchestra.
Is that where the
and also I mean the movies that John Williams have scored. I've seen those movies hundreds of times. I don't necessarily need to see an orchestra do that. I know it by heart already.
Right.
Yeah.
I was going to say, there's this, the Symphony Hall is also, that we went there once, right? We saw a pianist performance, but there's this really famous pianist, Liang something or something Liang, and I really like listening to Liszt, especially when I'm trying to focus on stuff.
Yeah.
And he plays a lot of Liszt, and so I'd recognize that name, and I was like, oh. And when we went there, I think we paid like $30 or $25 to go see this amazing performance.
And I think we like, it was a day of last minute.
We just
you
showed
and I
up.
Were just like, we're just
let's
going.
Go. It was so fantastic. I still remember that night. It was so fun. And so I was like, I'm going to buy tickets to see Liang. And it was like $400. And I was thinking, okay, well, at least San Francisco Symphony's making some money. But yeah, that was super expensive. So, wow. I mean, good for him. I didn't realize he was so hot.
Right. Yeah.
But it was really yes, Cindy Lauper hot. incidentally, Cindy Lauper is doing her last tour, I guess. Oh, and really? It's like $300 tickets.
Hmm.
At the Chase Center.
I appreciate her so much.
Don't you want to have fun?
Just want to have fun. No, my New Year's resolution is I'm not going to pay exorbitant service fees for big shows anymore.
Oh my God, yeah. No. Ugh, they're so gross.
If I get tickets to Jack White. But
except for Pulp.
Sure. No, there are occasions where you're like, this is worth the $19.87.
But we're not going to get any... We're not going to get any... relief on junk fees, so I'm going to stick with the Kilowatt and the chapel.
Or you know, I try to make a point to like
go to the venue
when they're the problem is a lot of venues their box office is only open on
during the shows,
specific
yeah.
days and times, and it doesn't always work
gel
out
work,
that you're
yeah.
there. But yeah, I try to do that as much as possible.
Yeah, so yeah, let's focus on some music. Let's focus on some symphony, on some ballet this year, and pay off debt. Stay warm.
Stay warm until it gets warm, and then stay cool.
All right. Anything else we want to talk about before we go back to some music?
No. I'm all talked out.
I've
said the things I need to say.
I've said my piece. Let's go
back. And these headphones hurt. They're very cool.
They look heavy,
but
too.
They're sharp in my skull.
They're sharp. Why are there so many needles?
I have a weird shaped scalp or skull, but it's like digging into the sides of my head.
They're the Hellraiser headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. That's fun. All right. Well, let's go back to some music. And relax, everybody. Let's just relax.
most widespread venereal disease is gonorrhea. It is caused by the gonococcus germ. Note that the two spherical bacteria are pressed together so that one side is flattened. The gonococcus is a rather delicate germ that dries up quickly and dies in the outside world. It prospers only in the dark, warm, moist recesses of the human body. Now look at picture number two, please. Now this one's the sneaky spirochete. The corkscrew-shaped germ that causes syphilis is so tiny that 3,000 of them, laid end-to-end, will measure only 1 inch. The spirochete moves readily from person to person, by direct skin-to-skin contact, during lovemaking and intercourse. It thrives in the warmth and moistness of the human body. Look at picture number three, please.
Yeah, so the Mike Tyson Jake Paul fight was completely rigged. It wasn't a real fight.
We're back just for a couple of minutes as we're making our way through this one song that's mostly talk anyway. But yes, we were talking about the fight. It was rigged.
It was rigged. It's fine, whatever.
It
cost so much money and so much money changed hands. It just seemed appropriate for these times that we'd have a fight that is ultimately meaningless.
Right. But I have to say, like, What was I going to say? Like, yeah, like, we all wanted to see Mike Tyson take this guy out. We really, really, really wanted to see that, right? Because, I mean, we've all grown up with those compilation videos or watching his fights online of, like, him just one... All it takes is one punch. And so... And usually we're talking, like, round one, round two. So the whole, like, going 8 rounds.
But, see, a year from now, Jake Paul will announce a fight with somebody else that's younger. You know, Mike Tyson is 58 years old.
True.
He has no place. He was there for the money.
Well, first of all, yes. But second of all, he never threw a real punch. And I think you're right in the sense that we're all kind of hoping that he would throw like he used to. Yeah. Which, I, in my little heart, my little heart says, yeah, he could throw that punch and knock him out. But you're right, he might not be able to do that anymore. But he never even threw a real one. A good one that landed and took that man down.
Well, Jake Paul has a longer reach. And also, as soon as he threw that punch, he'd be open for a punch.
He's a pro, though. That's the one thing what we talked about was that, yeah, they were dancing around a lot. But even in the dancing around, like, you could see, like, the expertise on the Mike Tyson side. I was like, holy moly, that man can dance.
Yeah.
But can you reiterate what you mentioned earlier off mic about the interview?
Right.
Legacy? Because right. I think, for me, that kind of changed my view of...
Right. Let me go ahead and put some of this music
on
pause.
He would be even...
Open to the idea of selling.
Yeah.
So there's a clip going around the social media networks of him being interviewed by this little girl. She's like 13 or something, and she's asking him about his legacy. And he has a really well thought out answer in a very well, like, by that I mean, like, it's something it didn't seem like something off the top of his head. Mm-hmm. It seemed like something he thought about. And he said to her, like, that legacy, and I'm going to paraphrase, that that legacy didn't mean anything, that legacy was ego. And that's what you wish people think about you after you're gone, and how egotistic to think that people are going to be wasting their time thinking about you. And he said something along the lines of, yeah, maybe my kids, my grandkids, the people that are close to him, that already know him and whatnot, but... For anybody else, like, what does he care? And you're right, like, we're not going to care what people say about us, and we're not even famous people.
Yeah.
But he just went on to basically be very dismissive about the idea of legacy, which I agree with 100%, by the way.
Well, and you think about somebody like Muhammad Ali, who is a legendary fighter. His brain has been destroyed by Creutzfeldt disease.
Mm-hmm, you know? Right.
He has not been able to talk. I mean, you know, he wasn't able to talk for his last 5 years. And that is a result of being hit in the head.
Yeah.
And so as far as legacy, like, is that a legacy
right.
to leave to somebody? Like,
that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, like, Take the money, Mike Tyson.
Take the money, Mike Tyson.
Make another movie.
And is it Paul Logan? Like, whatever, man. Like, that guy's...
Jake Paul.
Jake Paul, sorry. I know the brothers. Honestly, like, they've been able to make millions out of nothing. And this is just another step in it, which, honestly, like, how can we blame them, you know? Like, it's just, whatever.
Well,
if there's an audience, he's exploiting.
Exactly. There's a demand and there's a supply.
Yeah, and I assume that what happened there is that Mike Tyson was invited to fight Jake Paul so that Jake Paul could then establish himself in the hierarchy mm-hmm. of boxing.
Right, right.
And then he could get his ass beat by somebody who's good.
Right, because he's only
they
ever...
They will both make money because he's now the draw because he beat Mike Tyson. Mm-hmm.
Right, and then the reason that it sold so much is because...
It's not a professional fight. It doesn't count.
No. That was Joey.
The rounds were 2 minutes long. Like, right. It was all...
Pantomime.
Kind of for show.
And, you know, there's two types of people that know... Paul Logan, is that okay? The Logan guy. There's the people that are his fans, and then there's the people that think he's obnoxious. Which, again, like, he's making money off of both, so good for him. But for those of us who don't know him or are fans of him, like, the idea of Mike Tyson coming in and knocking him out was very delicious, was very delectable, sure. And we all wanted to see it, and I really wanted to see it. I mean, and the thing is, like, I don't even hate the guy, but it's just like, you know, he's some influencer who's made millions out of nothing, and you're like, ugh, yeah, let's see him get punched, which is not a great... I actually feel very dirty just having admitted to that. But, but yeah, man, I wanted to see him get knocked out. And also, incidentally, like, you could clearly tell he's put a lot of work into training, into his body and everything, so I didn't feel bad about feeling that way. But yeah, I don't think it was a real fight. And who cares? Yeah. I guess we do, because we're talking about it.
Well, and it also kind of came up out of nowhere. Like, you know, suddenly there's this fight going
to
happen.
And it was exciting. I was excited. I was looking forward to it.
I super didn't care, because it didn't look like a real boxing match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. But I thought I might still see a knockout. And I got excited. And that's fine, because I didn't, and I deserve not to get it. Because I was being a greedy little girl.
Greedy little girl who wants to see a knockout.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I like a knockout.
Yeah, everybody likes a knockout. I wish I was a knockout.
You are a knockout.
Thank you.
You are a knockout.
Fishing for compliments, and I found some with my friends. Thank you so, so much. Let's go back to some music. And, it looks like we're out of here in about 13 minutes.
We're going to the knockout?
We're going to the knockout.
Again?
So why don't we just say our farewell?
Yeah, let's do that.
Hey, listeners, thanks for listening to Cheap Hooch Radio today. We appreciate you so much.
We appreciate you. Thank you so, so, so much.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think maybe one or two of us will be back next week. I will not be here.
Some of us
will be back.
Maybe it'll be a Fog City episode. Maybe, perhaps. I have to talk to Johnny about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll play music off my phone.
Yeah. All right. It's Cheap Hooch. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, and we'll catch you next time, I guess. Okay. Good night.
everybody's at home.